USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Salman Rushdie is still in the hospital after a stabbing attack at an event in western New York. The 75-year-old author suffered a damaged liver and severed nerves in an arm and an eye that he's likely to lose. He remains on a ventilator and unable to speak, according to his agent last night. Rushdie's attacker, Hadi Matar, was due in court today to face attempted murder and assault charges. Rushdie has been the target of death threats for more than 3 decades for his novel, The Satanic Verses. House Republicans are standing by former President Donald Trump after a search warrant on Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate was unsealed. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia called what happened a political persecution of the former president, accusing Attorney General Merrick Garland of abusing his power. Trump has not been charged with a crime, but the Justice Department in the warrant suspected he violated the Espionage Act. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Russian forces pounded residential areas across Ukraine overnight as Ukrainian forces mounted a counteroffensive in hopes of taking back an occupied southern region. A Russian rocket attack on the city that is home to Ukrainian forces in the east killed 3 people and wounded 13 others Friday. The Russian Defense Ministry claims it's taken control of a village on the outskirts of the city of Donetsk. The Kremlin, with the help of its forces and rebels they backed, is seeking to seize Ukrainian-held areas north and west of that city to expand the separatist self-proclaimed Republic. The drought is so bad in Italy right now that Lake Garda is near its lowest level ever recorded. Swaths of previously underwater rocks in the country's largest lake are now exposed. Tourists flocking to the area for the start of a key summer-long weekend found a vastly different landscape than in previous years. Northern Italy hasn't seen significant rainfall for months, and snowfall this year was down 70%. Many European countries are enduring droughts right now. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
The Golden State is coming up with new proposals to address its water issues. From Los Angeles, here's USA Radio's Ellie Andrews.
California will be investing tens of billions of dollars in water recycling, storage, and desalinization over the next 2 decades to shore up its supply as the state gets drier and hotter. That's according to Governor Gavin Newsom.
I'm proud of that work. I'm proud of the legislative efforts that have provided us, as was noted. Some $8 billion. We didn't go ask you to borrow debt. We're not asking you to pay high interest rates. We're using the surplus to actualize, not just promote.
It comes as drought continues to grip the U.S. West and the state prepares to lose 10% of its water supply by 2040. For the USA Radio News, Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Replacing voting machines in Louisiana is not a question. They're badly outdated and do not produce paper ballots. How to address the issue has been a long-running drama. The uncertainty of what to do about the old machines is playing out against the backdrop of attacks on the integrity of elections, fueled by unfounded allegations from former President Trump that the 2020 election was stolen from him. The Associated Press reports that state officials have been trying to replace the machines for at least 4 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.